smart friends, and welcome to another episode. In this episode, we're going to be answering a question of whether laptops are better than PCs or PCs are better than laptops. I got this question the other day, and I have some thoughts, so let's get started. So right off the bat, I'm a laptop guy. Even though I have a gaming PC for gaming, for the most part, I do recommend PCs, but for an average user or a college student, I would definitely recommend going with a laptop for several reasons. Number one being portability. Portability is extremely important when it comes to computing devices nowadays. You don't just sit in your home anymore and use your computer. You want to go out to the coffee shop. You want to go to work when this virus thing kind of dies down, of course. But other than that, you're taking this thing around with you. If you're taking it to school, if you're taking it to the park just to sit down and do work, the ability to be completely mobile and portable with your computing device is extremely, extremely important nowadays. And it's really where the laptop beats the PC 139,000%. And we don't live in an age anymore where PCs are more powerful than laptops. That used to be the case where you couldn't get a really powerful laptop. You would have to go to a PC if you're doing certain things like video editing or photo editing or anything that's really labor intensive on the CPU. That's not the case anymore. You can get some really good, powerful, low cost laptops that's going to do just about anything you need it to do. Again, if you're a college student, you could be right in that $500 to $600 range of getting a really sweet laptop that's going to give you the ability to do your schoolwork, do your research, while still having the ability to use it as a just regular computing device. And the idea that it's a little bit more cost efficient because you don't have to worry about the peripherals when you purchase a PC. You're looking at purchasing a monitor, you're looking at purchasing speakers, you're looking at adapter if it doesn't have a wireless adapter already built in. When you purchase a laptop, you just don't have to worry about that stuff. It's all built in. And for the most part, it's weird, but I found that laptops kind of suit more people's needs than a PC would. Again, even when you're thinking about gaming, I think a lot of gamers are now gravitating to laptops as well. And I really just think it's that portability factor that the laptop has that's really superseding the PC at this moment. And from a mindset perspective, I think that laptops have more resellability too. And could be wrong on this, but I do think the market for laptops are more there than the market is for PCs or that are not specialized PCs. If it's just a standard PC tower, many people are looking to purchase that, but a laptop, you'll always find somebody that wants to buy a laptop. It's the weirdest thing in the world. So it's another benefit that laptops have over computers or PCs, desktops. I think for me, this one was an easy question to handle. Less wires that you're hooking up with a laptop, the portability, the resellability, and just the ability to be multifaceted with anything that you can do with a laptop makes it a superior choice in my opinion. So if you have this question in your head, which one should you get, a laptop or a PC? It again always comes down to preference and choice and what you're going to be doing with it. But I think for the majority of people out there, for the average consumers out there, a really great laptop is probably going to be the way to go. But anyway, guys, let me know if I'm wrong. I know you definitely will if you're checking us out on YouTube. Go ahead and comment in the comment section down below. Be a smart friend. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe again if you're checking us on YouTube. On any other platforms, thank you guys so much for checking out this episode. If you have any questions that you want us to answer on this podcast, definitely go ahead and share them in my Twitter account. It'll be linked just below wherever you're listening to this particular episode. I definitely look forward to answering any of your questions and making videos that really, really help us be more of a smart tech community. Being a smart friend out there, guys. Thanks so much for checking us out again. Make sure to check out some of the other episodes we have. And until I see you guys next time, stay safe and peace out.